Excerpt from Great Jedi War, Homefront, Chapter 2. Presented by Alethea Archenk Sova, Aura Tavar, Elion Dean Naverse, Essek Lysane, Guy Sol, and Veer Vorsa. Celica Rose smiled as another volley of fire was sent from the Matron's artillery. In the distance, the starfield was illuminated with the red and green bolts of energy, ending in periodic explosions as yet another ship was taken down. The Matron had been on the far side of the planet when the attack began, and it was only in the last several minutes that the Herald was able to get a visual on the primary assault occurring in the system. The Matron's arrival had triggered a turning point against the collective assault. The number of ships in the three assaulting battlegroups was impressive, but none of the collective ships came close to the monstrous size of the Matron. At over 3,300 meters in length, it made the collective ships look downright tiny.
Primary fire is still concentrated on the shield gate above Eos City, my lady.
One of the bridge crew informed Celica. She nodded.
Continue to concentrate fire on the ships attacking the gate. The Academy can take care of its station itself. The Collective cannot be allowed to breach the shield.
The Heralds commanded.
As you command,
the crewman was cut off.
My lady, new ships incoming.
Not far from the Matron, a wall of additional ships dropped out of hyperspace, some already within attack range. Another three full battle groups of collective ships joined an already crowded spacescape, and immediately began to engage with Brotherhood forces above Arx. Celica's eyes narrowed as she processed what was happening. The Collective was throwing everything at Arx, now with around 100 capital class ships assaulting the planet. Before she could issue commands to face the new threat, a dozen of the newly arrived ships began to engage with the Matron in a direct attack. A mixture of medium and heavy cruisers opened fire with salvos of light weaponry. Their turbo lasers poured everything they had into the Matron's shields.
Shields holding should hold against ships of that size,
the crew member stated with some surprise. With targeting now calibrated, the Dreadnought-class heavy cruiser Jamai let loose its primary weapon, a prototype composite laser beam, bright blue, that tore through space at the Matron. The ancient ship shook from the impact as the beam ripped through the weak point in its shield under assault from turbo laser fire and directly into its hull. Its now damaged hull crackled with blue electrical sparks as the surge of energy temporarily shut down primary power. The seconds seemed like years as the Matron returned to functionality in stages following the blast as power quickly recovered. By the time the systems returned, the view of the battle had changed drastically. The shields around Arx itself flickered and fell, the shield gate breaking apart as it exploded. Within seconds of the shields falling, the administrative section of the Nesolab platform ejected and hurled towards the planet's surface. A call came in through the comms, and the hooded holographic image of the Grand Master appeared, being broadcast to all Brotherhood affiliated forces.
The shields of Arx have fallen. Execute Order Laquium.
Another bright blue blast from the Jamai impacted the Matron.
Get every gun firing on that ship! Arx might have fallen, but so are we. But that ship isn't taken out,
Celica ordered.
Excerpt from Great Jedi War, Homefront, Chapter 2. Presented by Alethea Archenk Sova, Aura Tavar, Elion Dean Naverse, Essek Lysane, Guy Sol, and Veer Vorsa.